Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 432. Build brand credibility with the Halo Effect by Aaron Blaski of aaronblaski.com. And I'm Dan. I am your host and narrator of Optimal Startup Daily, and I'm here reading to you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays. And with that, we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Build Brand Credibility with the Halo Effect by Aaron Blaski of aaronblaski.com. Today I'm going to teach you about one of my favorite brand elevation strategies that I've used in many, many different companies across a bunch of different industries, the Halo Effect. If you're looking to bring more credibility to your brand, gain access to top-tier potential clients or customers, and benefit from a strong network effect, even if you have a small team or a small budget, keep listening. Before we dive into how to leverage this strategy in your own business, let's first unpack what the Halo Effect is. What is the Halo Effect? In 1920, Edward Thorndike, an American psychologist studying the psychology of learning, wrote an article called A Constant Error in Psychological Ratings, where the term Halo Effect was born. Thorndike was the first to say that the Halo Effect was a specific cognitive bias in which one aspect of a person, brand, product, or institution affects one's thoughts or judgment of the entity's other aspects or dimensions. While Thorndike originally coined the term referring only to people, its use has been greatly expanded, especially in the area of brand marketing. This is where it gets interesting. In an article written by ISFA, the author shared that, quote, "Business owners and marketers can create leverage, awareness, and the halo effect by associating their businesses with other successful brands. This association is intended to elicit positive, endearing, impactful thoughts and emotions of high quality, performance, and reputation," end quote. Now, your creative brain might instantly jump to strategies like influencer marketing, co-branding, partnerships, etc., and you wouldn't be wrong. Unfortunately, many brands can't pull off the budget required for large-scale influencer campaigns, nor do they have a dedicated partnerships team. For these companies, the halo effect can seem a little out of reach. The good news is that the halo effect can be used by any brand or company of any size, regardless of your team size or budget. How to use the halo effect in your brand marketing. Whenever I've worked in startups, I've always looked for ways to elevate the brand, build awareness, and establish credibility with prospects and customers by leveraging the halo effect. An easy way to do that is to create opportunities for influencers, well-known industry professionals, or larger brands to engage with your company. The Halo Effect and blog interviews. The simplest way to do this is through your blog. If you know who your target audience is, think about the brands or companies that would be amazing to have as customers, then go and interview them for your blog. For example, Noibu, an Ottawa-based startup that helps its e-commerce customers detect and resolve shopping cart errors, interviews C-suite executives from brands that are right within their wheelhouse, Harry Rosen, David's Tea, and Destination Maternity, to name a few. If any of those companies are not yet a customer of Noibu's, this is a great opportunity to get on their radar in a way that isn't sales-oriented. Noibu would also benefit greatly if any one of those interviewees share the article with their network, as the people that follow a C-suite exec at Harry Rosen, for example, are likely also within Noibu's target audience. The other benefit is that you now have an indexed article that has your brand name paired with the brand name of the bigger company, which lends credibility to your brand for anyone who might be hearing about you for the first time. The Halo Effect and podcast interviews. Another opportunity to leverage the Halo Effect is through a podcast. Gong, a sales and revenue intelligence platform, has a podcast called Reveal, where they interview sales innovators that rely on data to win their market. Similar to the blog interviews, hosting your own podcast and inviting key guests on the show can do a lot to elevate your brand awareness and boost credibility, but also get on the radar of the guests you're having on the show. With podcasts specifically, they usually have to go through internal approval processes at the larger brands, which means your company name and the purpose of the interview are now floating around internally at the company you've invited on the show. If you look at Gong's podcast lineup, they've had execs on the show from Amazon, IBM, MongoDB, Privy, and more. A high percentage of those execs shared their episode out on their own social profiles, which boosts the network effect of a single piece of content. Huge, huge value here. The halo effect and events. The third example I'll leave you with today is events. You can do this with in-person or virtual events, and the premise is the same as the blog and podcast interviews. Host events. Invite speakers from big brands that your target audience loves, and not only will you have a more successful event that is highly attended, but the audience will also be filled with the right people who will now learn about your company too. Drift is fantastic at this and leverages virtual events often to connect with its audience and attach its brand to well-known companies and influencers. From the outside looking in, Drift has done a great job at co-branding its events with other companies, which creates a ton of leverage for both parties and a lot of value for their audiences. Hopefully, you're beginning to see how you can take advantage of the network effect and the halo effect in your business, even if you don't have a ton of budget to spare. You just listened to the post titled, 5 Steps to Kickstart Your Personal Brand by Aaron Blaski of AaronBlaski.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you so much to Erin for letting us share her work on the show. She became obsessed with video games once she got her hands on a Commodore 64 back in the late 80s. So you'll often hear her make comparisons and analogies to video games in her blog posts. Today, she's leading marketing at Fellow.app. That's a productivity tool for managers. And she curates productivity content on Digg's Productivity Namespace. For the past 20 years, she's been invited to speak on stages all over the world, including TEDx. And now more recently, virtual conferences. She covers marketing, community, and remote work. And you can check out her book, Destiny, A Love Story About a Video Game, Marketing, and Storytelling. Come by AaronBlaski.com for a lot more. And thanks again to Erin for letting us share her work today. All right, that's going to do it for this installment of Optimal Startup Daily. Hope you enjoyed the post and that you're having a great day. I will, of course, be back again with you tomorrow. And that is where your optimal life awaits.